A local realtor has blown Wilmington's parking problems wide open in her more than year-long quest to appeal a single parking ticket she claims she received in error.
I'm not wrong, and that's just it. If I was wrong, I would pay it. I'm not wrong.
Carol Arnott Robbins first appeared on WDEL months ago to share her story of incorrectly receiving a parking ticket on Market Street in Wilmington in 2018. She did so because she knows she's not alone.
I'm meeting somebody at 8 o'clock at Starbucks on Market Street. I'm there a half hour early. I sit in my car. I'm reading the paper. I get out of my car a few minutes before 8. I put 6 quarters in, so it's an hour and a half. I go in, have my meeting, Starbucks. I come out, and I have gotten a ticket at 8:18. No way. It's not possible. And I honestly thought there's a mistake.
Yeah.
And so I sent a nice letter to the city. I sent the ticket back and saying I was sitting there at 7:30. I was reading the paper. I got out of my car. I go in. I have a ticket at 8:18. It's obviously a mistake.
Carol was so confident she told the city to check their own surveillance cameras that would show her feeding the meter.
And I get a very prompt response saying, pay the ticket or you can request a trial.
As someone who has the flexibility and freedom to make her own schedule, she requested a trial in March of 2018. To date, that trial still hasn't happened. It's actually scheduled today.
I just assumed that they realized that it was their mistake. I hear nothing until May of this year. So I request the trial in March of 2018. I get communication, 2 pieces of communication in May of 2019. So over a year later, one is I now have additional fines because my $40 ticket is now a $100 ticket. I'm being threatened with towing or booting my vehicle without further notice.
All because the city says Arnott Robbins never responded.
I'm not the only one who has had this ticket, this situation here. So this is systemic.
That same day, she received a letter from the courts saying her trial had been scheduled, proof that she in fact had responded to request a trial. Arnott Robbins filed Freedom of Information requests to learn just how many meters are in the city of Wilmington and how many might have been broken along Market Street and repaired in February of 2018. In response to her request, Arnott Robbins received a message from a senior assistant city solicitor who told her there's 823 meters, 160 of them are smart, and 663 accept coins. But the remainder of her request went unanswered.
The city does not have documents responsive to these requests. One of two things is happening here, right? The meter was broken or somebody is lying.
Arnott Robbins eventually learned that those documents she was seeking do exist from another solicitor in the office. She received several Excel spreadsheets showing every broken meter in the city of Wilmington, pages and pages of them. She's unsure whether the initial solicitor was misled or lied. Through the data, Arnott Robbins learned about a smart meter reported broken in February. It wasn't repaired until May.
What happened to all the people who were putting money into that meter between February and May? Were they getting parking violations?
To combat a system they say is rigged against the driver, Arnott Robbins teamed up with AAA Mid-Atlantic to seek reforms to the city's plagued parking system. It was described by AAA's public relations manager Ken Grant as
simply broken and in desperate need of repair.
I've done exactly what Grant is about to describe when I park in the city. All it takes is one ticket, and you know.
I mean, I can go out on Market Street right now and tell people who have had issues because they're out taking pictures of the meter when they put money in the meter sort of thing. It's when you've had enough issues, you start to do these things.
When you appeal a ticket in the city of Wilmington, the amount of time it takes to go through the full appeal is more than a year, in some cases, as Arnott Robbins experienced.
So you're supposed to get a response from the Civil Appeals Office within 30 days, and that rarely happens. Sometimes you'll get that response, says, no, we're denying the appeal. Do you want to take it to JP court? And from there, according to that, the average length of time from the time the ticket's issued to resolve is over 400 days. And in one case, it went over 800 days.
When one appeals a ticket, all fine accruals and fees, as well as towing and booting, are supposed to be put on hold. But at the one-year mark, something strange happens, Grant learned.
Apparently, at the one-year mark, in the system, it kind of flips a switch and says, you know, it's like a timer going off, you know, ding, okay, now you owe over $100 and we can boot you.
This begs the question, how often does this happen? How often do people just give up and say, you're right, I didn't respond, when they know they did? Frustration steps in, they're so tired of dealing with the system, their $40 ticket is now $60 and they just pay it, so it all goes away.
There's an expectation that a certain number of people who get these tickets are going to cave, they're just going to roll over, and they're going to pay it.
Grant needed to know that answer.
People were told, if you don't hear anything back from us, assume that it went through. The city. And we have several cases where people would call the city to, you know, find out what was going on, be told one thing, then get something in writing saying another thing. So
in a series of Freedom of Information requests, he obtained scores of pages of data on tickets issued, appealed, and vehicles towed as a result of parking violations. The data shows in January 2012, 5,000 people got tickets, and 169 of them appealed those tickets. It's unclear whether the remaining thousands actually paid their fines. The data also showed some discrepancies. In another month, roughly 2,000 people had filed appeals, yet 5,000 appeals were granted.
Now, here's the interesting thing, and as soon as we got this information, we called the city legal department the next day to say, you know, kind of ask, what's the deal here? Because according to this, kind of a big discrepancy. When you ask, they just go, we don't know.
In 2013, there are also more appeals granted than tickets issued. The data then evens out and becomes a bit more consistent over the next few years. In 2018, everything changes. Wilmington's current director of finance, Brett Taylor, told Grant while he was deputy director that he dug into the numbers and realized a massive backlog of appeals.
What's interesting, though, is in 2019, filed a follow-up FOIA to get some of these numbers again. And you'll see here some of the numbers that they provide, July, August, September, seem to be a little bit different than what they had provided in 2018. Here, September 2018, they have 1,002, and here it's 1,209. That's kind of a big discrepancy. When you ask, they just go, we don't know.
AAA Mid-Atlantic also took a closer look at how Wilmington fared compared to other cities, some of similar size and some larger. Wilmington issues anywhere between 50,000 to 70,000 tickets annually. Towing and booting equals about 9% of the city's population. $40 per violation, Wilmington's ticket prices are above most average cities on the East Coast, including Washington, D.C. The fiscal year 2020 budget proposal for the city of Wilmington shows the city plans to engage in improved collections to the tune of $300,000.
What they explained to us in that June 3rd meeting was this is a contract that's supposed to be with this company Conduit, an offshoot of Xerox, to go after everybody that they believe still owes the city money for the past 7 years. There's really poor record keeping on the city's part for years, even though the policy, written policy, is to provide some kind of written response to an appeal. They weren't. And so you could have however many hundreds of people sitting there saying, well, I filed an appeal, I didn't hear anything back, or I called and was told everything was fine. And then this collection agency shows up, and the collection agency can track people down anywhere in the country.
So if you appeal a ticket you received in Wilmington and then hear nothing for a year, then you move to Los Angeles. Now that collection agency could come after you. The problems aren't just contained to downtown either. On the riverfront, Grant found some major issues. Parking on Saturday and Sundays is free in Wilmington. Everyone who lives here knows that. But AAA Mid-Atlantic discovered parking kiosks on the Wilmington riverfront were wrongly collecting money all the time. Saturdays, Sundays, and in the middle of the night from the moment they were first installed until the problem was finally fixed in September of 2018. Grant says nearly $21,000 was collected during off hours.
So when I pointed this out to them, within a few days, they had reprogrammed the kiosks so that now if you show up on a weekend or after 6 p.m. or before 8 a.m., it won't even accept the money. It won't even accept coins. It'll literally block you from putting quarters in. So, you know, begs the question, why wasn't that done at the beginning?
Signs on those kiosks also stated parking was enforced Monday through Saturday, despite Saturday being a free day for parking citywide.
I pointed this out to them last November
of 2018.
Okay. June of 2019 is when they finally fixed those signs.
Grant thinks the city should take a closer look at how much money is normally collected in an average month from parking meters and offer that amount of free parking along the riverfront while still enforcing time limits.
Why do we have this parking system to begin with? And AAA would argue that your first priority is public safety, and secondly, it's traffic flow. When you have limited parking spaces, that's what you need to keep things going through.
But for Wilmington, the motivation may be more than that. Parking tickets are a serious moneymaker in the city. Year after year, the city plans to collect $3 million in parking fee violations for a total of 7% of the city's overall budget.
I mean, that's just outrageous that a city our size should have a $3 million budget for this.
Grant says the city is relying far too heavily on parking fees as a funding source.
AAA best practices recommend that fines and fees from parking tickets should not be a revenue stream, because it opens up situations like this, that essentially it should be a system that pays for itself. Any additional money coming in ought to go back into the system to improve equipment, pay for manpower, that sort of thing.
He pointed to a battle AAA fought with the General Assembly in creating the state's Transportation Trust Fund, which devotes all money in the fund solely to transportation purposes, spare an emergency, and a two-thirds majority vote.
The city of Wilmington doesn't seem to be investing, some of that $3 million back into the technology. When you look at the kind of meters that you have in Wilmington, those are ancient. They're old, decrepit, falling apart, whatever.
WDEL requested an interview on parking problems 1 month ago. At that time, city spokesman John Rago said he'd be happy to talk about the ticketing and towing reforms that are underway, aside from anything AAA is claiming. At that time, he told WDEL that he was hoping the mayor would sign off on reforms that they were planning to announce soon. He added, "Sorry we didn't move fast enough for AAA." WDEL and Rago never connected further on the issue. Now, we've told you all about the issues regarding parking, but there's a host of other issues in play here, too, from a towing company with shoddy record-keeping that's been able to sell 1,000 towed vehicles annually at auction. AAA says the city was also issuing empty threats to citizens. They threatened parking ticket recipients with arrests for unpaid fees, something the Office of Civil Appeals and the Executive Branch has no authority to do. AAA Mid-Atlantic is calling for a review of the system, as well as an ombudsman appointed to review cases. They'd also like to see the city cancel its contract with First State Towing and review all bootings. But hours before AAA was due to speak at a Transportation Committee meeting Monday, the city issued a memo saying reforms were being implemented. Brett Taylor, the city's finance director, admitted mistakes have been made. Taylor also pledged better customer service is coming.
The one thing I want to articulate is that we are willing to make changes, make reforms to the parking area. We think that there's a better way that we can manage it.
Taylor also pledged that better customer service is coming.
We have expanded our customer service call center to be able to take calls. Can have one number to call, and that's 302-576-2620. That call center will take calls on everything from water bills to property taxes and including parking calls. Those parking calls would be addressed to our operator at Conduit, who is our third-party firm that keeps all the records on all of the vehicles that get towed, ticketed, released, appealed, etc. So if you have a question, 576-2620, and they'll be able to connect you. Just tell them that I'd like to speak to somebody in parking, and they'll be able to connect you with Conduit, and they'll have the record on file.
The city says it will also go to bid next month for a new towing contract, one that will be required to keep records.
We have recognized that there are some very inconsistent and some gaps in the data we get from the towing company. This has obviously been brought out in the FOIA.
Jim Lardier is with Government Affairs for AAA Mid-Atlantic.
With towing, we had concerns over the data that was being reported back, what happens to the cars, the disposition of those vehicles, and with the appeals process. It's been very a convoluted appeals process. They're adding the constituent services pieces, the customer services pieces that we think are necessary to make sure it's a transparent and equitable process for motorists in the city of Wilmington.
Lardier says they're grateful the city is finally taking the issues they've raised seriously.
In general, I think we're very optimistic about what we heard tonight at the testimony, and we also saw in the memo. We're very optimistic that the city has heard our concerns and is working to address them.
But in many ways, Grant added, the real work begins now. In Wilmington, Amy Cherry, WDEL, Delaware's News Radio.